And now this is a dictation. For Marvin Chin, C-H-I-N-N, November 29, 1942. Address as a letter to Dr. Russell Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow up for Mr. Chin, who has chronic kidney disease. Last visit 6 weeks ago. Was seen by urology Dr. Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Follow up for left-sided hydrocele and enlargement of the prostate. Prior prostate surgery, July 2021. In the office, as far as I know, no urinary retention. Today, I'm seeing him in the company of daughter and granddaughter with the help of sign language person. A patient is not able to hear. He lives alone, says to be eating good, denies vomiting, dysphagia. There is constipation but no bleeding. Significant frequency, urgency, sometimes to the point of incontinence, but no cloudiness or blood. He is keeping himself active, walking around without chest pain, palpitation, syncope, orthopnea, PND. Has not been able to check blood pressure at home, but in the office apparently is okay. I review medications, presently on Lasix as the only potential blood pressure medications. Today, blood pressure 130 over 70, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, 2 plus edema bilateral. He's able to stand up and walk, no focal deficit. He is deaf from birth. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, May, creatinine 1.3, before as high as 1.5, present GFR 56. A normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium phosphorus, PTH elevated 112, no anemia, normal white blood cell and platelets, 1 plus of protein in the urine, no blood, protein creatinine ratio at 0.17, which is normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 3, stable over time, doesn't appear to be progressive. Not symptomatic, monitor chemistries, no indication for dialysis. Next number, prior episode of urinary retention in relation to enlargement of the prostate with prior prostate surgery followed by urology. Things appear stable. Next number, left-sided hydrocele. Next number, low-level proteinuria, non-nephrotic range. Next number, there is no need to change diet for potassium or add bicarbonate for metabolic acidosis. There is no indication for EPO treatment. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. There is a minor increase of PTH, does not require a specific treatment with vitamin D125. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months. We will make sure that the sign language interpret is available. Patient happy about the results. End of dictation.